Our next story takes us to the border between Mexico and the U.S. Students there are in many ways like students everywhere. They wake up, get dressed, pack their homework, and maybe a lunch. But some students on the U.S.-Mexico border grab something else on their way out the door, their passport. Kate McGee from station KUT follows one student as she makes her daily cross-border trek to school.
It's nearly 7 a.m., and 19-year-old Arlette Burciaga has been awake for over an hour. She's in her modest kitchen in her home in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, watching her mom count pesos. Her mom just got home from an overnight shift at a car parts factory, making $8 a day. She hands Arlette 3 pesos for the bus, 4 for the bridge toll. They hug and kiss, and Arlette is on her way. She starts with a 5-minute public bus ride to the bridge. Arlette lives in Mexico, but her school is in the U.S., the Lydia Patterson Institute, a private Methodist school in El Paso. She's a senior and could go to school in Mexico, but at Lydia Patterson, she can learn English. Before attending the school, Arlette only spoke Spanish.
The teachers just talked to me, and I was like, I don't understand, and was very hard, a hard moment for me.
She applied and got a full scholarship. So every day, she commits to a commute like few other students in the U.S. or Mexico. For Arlette, this daily trip is now routine, even though she knows it's anything but.
I don't think it's pretty normal. I think it's big deal to cross the bridge every day.
Things can happen like September 11th and the Boston Marathon bombings. Security tightens and lines get longer. And like a normal high schooler, she can forget things, like her passport. She gets off the bus, walks to the toll booth at the bridge, and waits in line. Now it's 7:10 a.m.
Today, there is a lot of line. I don't know why, but we need to get in the line.
Once through the turnstile, she walks across.
So now where are we?
We are in the beginning of the bridge.
And what does it say there on that sign?
Feliz viaje.
What does that mean?
Happy trip or something like that.
At the other side, Arlette goes through customs. Today, the customs line takes 30 minutes. Usually there's a faster, separate line for students. Today it's closed. But Arlette has company. 70% of the students at her school cross the border daily. Some are U.S. citizens who live in Mexico. Others, like Arlette, are Mexican. In line, Arlette talks to her classmate, Vicky.
Es injusto
que
nos agarró y no tenemos tantos oficiales.
Vicky complains about the wait while Arlette tries to figure out if another line is moving faster. In front of them, a man is pulled aside. The agent checking passports takes him to a separate room.
Maybe he doesn't have the required documentation. He's suspicious, I think.
Then an agent checks the student's passports.
A la escuela.
Where are you going? School, they say. The agent waves them through. It's 7:45 a.m. Once in El Paso, Arlette is on her own. Her mom doesn't have a passport, so if something happens to Arlette here, her mom can't come and help. 10 minutes later, Arlette reaches her school. She heads to the cafeteria. There's free breakfast and lunch. Nearly all of the students at the school go to college. The school helps them navigate the admissions process and get scholarships. Socorro De Anda is the president of Lydia Patterson. She says a college degree can change Arlette's life and her family's.
We've seen many, many families being pulled out of poverty because one child has gone through here.
Finally, it's first period, 8:30 a.m. It's been 3 hours since Arlette woke up. She says the commute is exhausting, but worth it.
I think it is a blessing of God to my life, because it gave me the opportunity to learn a new culture, the American culture, to new experiences in my life.
Arlette is hoping for college next, but it's unclear where. She hopes it's in the U.S. If so, she can leave her passport at home. For The World, I'm Kate McGee at the Texas-Mexico border.